Surah Baqarah is one of those surahs that Shaitan hates tremendously. And inshallah, by listening to the surah at home, you will also not just get Shaitan away from you, but you will also derive tremendous amount of benefit. In fact, majority of the scholars have derived most of the rules and regulations of Surah Baqarah. Most of the rules and regulations that a person studies as they become scholars is found in Surah Baqarah. Thousands and thousands and thousands of rules are found here. Rules regarding how to take loans, contracts, aspects of divorce, regarding financial aspects on how to behave in various financial situations. All this is found, alhamdulillah, in Surah Baqarah. Now, as you know, one of the things that Surah Baqarah starts off with is after it says, of course, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, he says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Number one rule. Do not ever take the Quran to be a book that is a joke. Do not ever have a single doubt regarding the Quran. Anyone over here that has a problem with the Iman, it is because they take this book as a joke. It's a book of the past. It doesn't apply right now. All these things they say in some form or the other. So rule number one, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. It is such a book. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. There is absolutely no doubt regarding any aspect of it. Once a person understands that, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It didn't say Muslimin. It didn't say mu'mineen. It says guidance is for the one that has taqwa. What does that mean? It means you already have to be a Muslim, inshallah. You have to be a mu'min, inshallah. Once you have these two attributes of being a Muslim and a mu'min, then to have taqwa is very easy. What is taqwa? Taqwa is doing the right thing at the right time, all the time. That's the meaning of taqwa. Hudal, and Allah says, if you do the right thing at the right time, all the time, Allah says, Huda, I will then give you guidance. Now you can understand, alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, some of us are mu'min. No doubt about that. Definitely you are more of a mu'min than I am. Alhamdulillah about that. But now we got to go on the third phase in the month of Ramadan. Hudallil muttaqeen. And the Quran says regarding fasting, why you fast? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, you're not fasting because you want to become a Muslim. You already are a Muslim. You already are a mu'min, inshallah. You become, and the reason why you fast is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you can have taqwa. And the Quran says here, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah, inshallah, when you take this book very seriously, then you will have taqwa. Now, thereafter, Allah SWT talks about what is a believer. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Number one criteria after that is يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You have to believe in the unseen. Number one, you've got to believe in the unseen. Well, Jannah may be a reality, maybe not. Jannah may be a reality. Once you talk that way, you know, some people make a joke. What they say, when I go to hell, God is going to have a big steel rod is going to put on me with my name on it. They're joking about it. Okay, and we all laugh with them because it sounds funny. My friend, do you know what the rod of Jahannam is? Do you know what it's going to do to me and you if you go in there? It's not a thing we joke about, but this is what they say. And Muslims themselves say, or non-Muslims say, and we laugh with them like it's funny. So Allah says, when you laugh and you think it is funny, then in reality what you are saying is you don't believe in the unseen and you think it is a joke. So don't make fun of the unseen. Others want to make joke, let them make joke. You keep quiet. The least you can do is keep quiet. So once you are a mu'min, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, of course, you believe in the unseen, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, of course, كِتَابًا مَوْقُودًا, establish salah on its proper time, in the proper manner, and وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Anyone that has a doubt in their iman, رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, they can't spend. They can't spend. And when they spend, what's the ROI? What's the rate of return? I will only give if I get something back. Allah says, no. That's not the way it works. That means the criterion and one of the characteristics of iman is the ability to spend on what Allah has given. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And of course, they believe in what has been revealed to Rasulullah ﷺ. They believe in what has been revealed to the previous prophets. And also they believe in the akhirah. And they believe the akhirah is a reality. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that these are the ones that will be getting guidance from the Allah. Imagine, my brothers, if this is all you follow, you ignore everything I say in the month of Ramadan, if this is all you have followed, that's all you're going to tell your children, if this is all they followed sincerely, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, Allah says, I will give you hidayah. I will give you hidayah, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and not only inshallah, I will give you hidayah, I will give you hidayah, and I will also give you success. Inshallah, inshallah, if you follow this, then inshallah Allah will give us barakah, not only in this world, but also inshallah, in the hereafter.